All right. Yeah.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. I'm General Galen Shaw. Margaret Gray is here. Yes, and here's Phil Henry.
Thank you. I'm sorry, that had kind of a false start, didn't it? All right, go ahead, hit me.
Oh, nothing. We're not going to make a big deal out of it. Just yesterday's show, I think everybody knows, was terrible.
Okay, but the two of you, and what you guys don't know, the two of these guys, General Shaw and Margaret, both threatened to quit because of yesterday's show.
Yes, that's correct.
What stopped you from quitting?
Because we figure most of the time the show's pretty good. But yesterday blew, it blew hard, it blew long. There isn't a species.
Well, you know that it was an encore show.
I know it was an encore show. That's the thing that saved it, as far as I'm concerned, because I was ready to get up and walk the hell out of here, Phil.
That's how rotten it was. But we realized it was an encore from last year, and you haven't done anything quite as fetid or corrosive in the intervening months, and so we decided to stick it out.
What about you, bud?
I wasn't gonna quit, but yeah, it sucked bad.
Okay, you want to tell people what you're talking about?
Thought maybe you'd like to.
No, you're the guys with the bitching about it.
God, Phil.
You're the guys with the bitching about it.
Well, you are.
All right, I'll do it. Phil had an interview with this Bill Witherby or Witherman that was a meandering and really unusual for you, Phil. Very meandering. I didn't think it had all that much humor. And it ended with him having a heart attack or faking a heart attack or something. There was fart humor.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, that was the best part.
Yeah, well, you would think that, bud.
Well,
there was fart humor, which I suppose it can be argued that was one of the high points of the show. But beyond that was just a very weak effort. And the fact that you replayed it.
Why did you replay it, Phil?
I didn't know what was on the show. I look at show descriptions and I go with it. You know, I don't sit there and go, was this show good, bad, or indifferent? If it, you know, we pick it 1 year after. Okay, so yesterday was the 21st. I picked a show for the 21st of July, 2023, or something close.
Yeah, because it was the weekend, right, bud?
Yeah, it was a weekend, so you couldn't have.
Yeah, I know. So I couldn't pick a show from the weekend, so I picked a regular show.
So that was all right. So you haven't done that since?
No, I haven't, man. I mean, I don't know what you guys are saying.
Phil, you know, you don't have to. We don't have to work here. We'll leave and not bother you anymore.
Well, if that's what you want to do, no, we don't. What we do want is to be heard. And what I'd like to know, and I think you just said it, you haven't done that since.
No, we haven't had Bill Witherby on since.
Okay, so that was my point. You know, he had one time, okay, two time, God, you know, two time, you got to cut and run.
All right. Well, that's true. One time, you figure a guy F's up. Two times, and there's something rotten.
Yeah, but that was the only time you had it.
Yes, it was the only time. You guys have been here for every damn show. And the Bill Witherby show was the Bill Witherby show, man. I bet you I've done a lot of shows that have stunk worse than that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
We were trying to think.
Well, I bet you I have. In fact, stick around because today's show, Bob Green's back with My Flanagan. And guess what?
What?
He wound up throwing his jockstrap on the guy's desk this time.
Oh, for God. You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding. They have a pool over there at the business park in Anaheim where Mike Flanagan has his office. Bob Green has his office for Bob Green's Meats and Greens. And they have an executive pool. And Bob did the same damn thing that he did once before with his underwear. He said the last guy in the pool is a rotten egg, so they all ran in. Threw their clothes off. Bob tossed a jock strap.
And it landed on his desk.
Didn't just land on his desk. It landed draped across my Flanagan's wife's picture.
Real class.
Yeah. So Flanagan comes in and sees Bob Green's jock strap draped across his wife's face. God damn.
God.
A picture of her face. Right, Phil. Let me get a picture of her face.
Yes, that's what it was. A picture of her face. Let me get Bob Green.
Oh, I forgot to call him.
Well, call him, man, because, you know.
Sorry, yeah, I know. Yeah, Mr. Green? Yeah, hi. Yeah. Well, he's on the rag a little bit.
Give me the phone, will you? Get him up here. Hey, Bob, you there? Hey, Bob, you there? Bob, you there?
Hi, Phil. It's Bob Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, and I suspect you already know why I'm calling.
Oh, yeah. I know why you're calling, and I know why Flanagan made a big deal out of it. This could have been settled between gentlemen, but apparently what he likes to do is go running to you like he's a little tiny kid, like he's a little itchy-bitsy kid. He goes, help me. Help. And I'm getting a little bit tired of this, Phil.
Well, you know what, Bob? You use that pool there at the business park.
Let me explain to you what happened, okay? Because I heard what you just said. You said I threw a jockstrap that hit his wife's picture.
That's right. You did not?
Yes, I did. But I want to say this. There's a pool, an executive pool that we use at the business park there in Anaheim. My office for Bob Green's Meats and Greens is there. My Flanagan's office is there for Flanagan's Nonstop Meat Express.
Is that the name of it?
Is what the name of it?
Is that the name? Is it called Flanagan's Nonstop Meat Express?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to get Mike Flanagan on here, and he can tell us.
Fine.
But, all right, go ahead.
So I say to the guys, because it was a Monday, I say to them, the last one in the pool is a rotten egg. We just got back from breakfast. We were going upstairs. I said, last one in the pool is a rotten egg. So now we're still in the elevator. So when the elevator doors open, about 5-6 guys come screaming out of there. I guess Mai was already there at his desk.
Now, what time was it?
I guess it was about 8:30.
Okay.
And I go running into my office because I know exactly where my bathing suit is, and I'm throwing clothes off. The jockstrap, let me just say this. A jockstrap has a level of elasticity. Any man listening right now, you, Phil, you, Bud, you, General, you know it has a elasticity almost like a slingshot. And as I pulled it off, I stepped on it by mistake and released it, and it shot up over the archway, the doorway, to my cubicle, and landed, I'm telling you, Phil, right on Mai's desk and right draped over his wife's picture.
Was he at the desk at the time?
No, he was not. He was off doing something. I don't know, he was getting coffee or something. When he came back, he saw my jockstrap, and I guess the cup was right on his wife's, the image of his wife.
I want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
This is not the first time that this has happened. You threw your underwear, it landed on Mr. Flanagan's desk. Now you have taken off a jockstrap that has landed on his wife's picture. Anybody, Bob, with any sense, looking at this logically, would say, you're doing this on purpose.
That is absolutely a lie, and I would ask you to just caution how you say that, because that's actionable.
Well, look at, you know, Bob, first it's your underwear, then it's your jockstrap on my Flanagan's. Do you understand? That's very coincidental.
Yeah, it is very coincidental. You're right. But it's not so coincidental when you know that every Monday, me and the other, and some of the buyers, and some of me, some of the buyers, some of the managers from Bob Green's Meats and Greens, we use the executive pool. And every Monday, I say the same thing when we're coming back from breakfast. Last one in the pool is a rotten egg, and everybody goes running off. Now, let me ask you something, okay?
That sounds a little childish, doesn't it? It sounds very juvenile.
I don't care what it sounds like. You're asking me about how my underwear, how the cup on my jockstrap was parked right on my Flanagan's wife.
Let me ask a question, if I could.
No, wait, hold on, Phil. I want to just say this. How many times over the course of the year have you heard about my underwear landing on Mr. Flanagan's desk or landing on his wife's picture?
I don't know. I don't get a daily report on it.
How about just those two times? So if this is something where I've got it in for him, you'd think it would happen more often.
All right, let's get my Flanagan on here, okay?
Oh, for Christ. You don't need to talk to him.
Yes, I do need to talk to him. On the phone with me now is my Flanagan at his home. Mr. Flanagan, you are at one of the shopping malls there in Newport Beach?
Yes, right now I'm doing a little bit of shopping with my wife, and I got the call from Mr. Dickman.
Okay. We're talking about what happened.
Right.
And Bob is here.
You know that it was an accident, and I said this to Phil.
I don't know that it's an accident at all.
I said this to Phil. If it wasn't, how come it hasn't happened more than just twice?
Well, Bob, you know, I know every Monday you come running in like a bunch of, excuse me for saying this, you come running in like a bunch of schoolgirls going, first one, last one in is a rotten egg. Eee. And you go running around with your pants off.
I say, you know what, I said this to Ms. Gray, I'll say it to you. Watch what you say because it could be actionable.
At this point, I don't care. I'm tired of, on the one hand, being you being my best friend, on the other hand, under my nose, behind my back, you got your underwear flying all through the place. You got your underwear flying all over the place, your jock strap, and it lands on my desk.
I'm asking you, has this ever happened before?
To be quite honest with you, there was the incident in December around Christmas where I found your underwear on my chair. There was the incident.
That's explainable.
I heard your explanation. You said you were trying to throw it away because it had holes in it, and you didn't want to wear it anymore, and you missed the waste paper, you missed the garbage can, and it landed on my chair.
And that is the stone cold truth.
Then there was an incident in February where a pair of briefs, and these were briefs of yours that were, they had hearts on them, and they were striped, and they had a badass written on the rear end of them. These briefs I found sitting inside my briefcase.
That was a joke. That was a joke. I thought you'd get the joke.
What joke am I supposed to get?
Briefs in a briefcase?
Bob, why is your underwear winding up anywhere near this man?
I just got done telling him, and I'll tell you, Phil, and I'll tell your audience. On Mondays, we're very exuberant. We go last one in the pool, and he said that we sound like a bunch of girls, which, boy, you know, if I wasn't such a nice guy, that's something that would be actionable.
How is that actionable?
Can I just finish this? So we say, last one in the pool's a rotten egg, and we go running, and we throw our clothes off. My jockstrap landed across Ginny's face. I apologize for that.
A picture of her face.
All right.
Then it's not that bad. Go ahead, sir.
And then my underwear was on his desk, and this time in February, he's talking about a pair of some skimpy briefs that I wore for, it was some of the gals at Bob Green's Meats and Greens, where one of them was having a birthday party, and I did a kind of a strip dance. And
oh, you got to be kidding me. That's something they wanted to see?
I beg your pardon?
You did a strip dance for the women at Bob Green's Meats and Greens?
Yes, I did. What's the problem here?
Well, Bob, I think people are having a hard time thinking of you as Mr. Sex.
I said to the girls, why hire a stripper when I'm here? And it was no big thing. I just went, hey, wait a minute. Do you have that music, bud?
Yeah, I think I do. Hey, Bob.
Wait a minute. You guys calling me on this, okay? Because I took off the briefs. That's the last thing that came off. And I took off the briefs. That's the last thing that came off. And I tossed them over my head as if to say, hey, that's the end of the dance. And they flew up in the air, and they landed by pure accident, in your briefcase, in your business case.
Yeah, right. You know, Bob, that's too good a coincidence.
Wait, hold on. Now,
I got the music.
Play this music.
We don't want to hear any music.
No, this is the music that I danced to for the girls, and I did it for free. And then I stripped all the way down to the underwear, and I threw the underwear off.
I'm going to get something straight here. Did you strip all the way to the nude?
Yes. Look at old lady over here.
Hey, Bob, you stripped off, and you were stark naked.
Excuse me, but what do you call a strip dance?
This is what I mean. And he's in the office doing this. He's got some of the gals over from Bob Green's Meats and Greens, and I'm hearing this music.
I got the music. Go ahead. Taste it.
Okay, here's the music. Go ahead and hit it, bud.
Okay.
Here's the music that I was dancing to, and then the underwear comes off. Here it is here. And I'm dancing for the girls. Yeah. And I'm shimmying back and forth, and the gals are all sitting at their desks, clapping to the beat, and enjoying the dance.
And you're stripping.
Yeah, well, that's what, wow. What am I not saying here? That,
all right, so, and then you take your underwear off.
Well, at a certain point, but right here, all I'm doing here is, hey, hey. And I'm saying, come on, girls, give it up. Let's see some money. I'm pulling my jock and pulling the brief out so they can stick some money in there.
Bob, okay.
Yeah?
Nothing.
And right here, the underwear comes off. Yeah! And it flew up in the air and it landed in his... It flew up in the air and it landed in my briefcase.
You hear him laughing? He thinks the whole thing is a big...
Look, if I did something to piss you off, my...
I kill the music if you don't mind. Thank you.
If I did something to piss you off, my... Believe me, when I tell you, I'm very, very sorry.
Doesn't make any difference, Bob. You have been harassing me, and I think this has got a lot to do with the fact that you're sorry about the deal that we cut. You think you got taken. And so now you're prancing around the office with no pants on. You're prancing around throwing your jock strap across my beautiful wife Ginny's face. And you
said yourself it's not her face. It's a picture of it.
Okay, I think I got the general lay of the land. Hold on, Margaret.
Yes, all right. And to just follow up with what Phil is saying, we understand here, Bob, that as Mai said, it sounds like you are trying to harass the man.
No, that is not true.
It sounds like you're trying to harass the man. Your underwear, your bathing suit, whatever you call it, cannot wind up on his desk, wadded up on his chair, in his briefcase, or draped across his wife's picture without you wanting it to be there.
I'm saying that I'm very enthusiastic with what I do, and I'm sorry if the girls like seeing me stripped. You know.
Dude, you gotta be kidding me.
You know what? I don't believe that for a minute.
You don't believe what?
That the girls want to see you strip.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend. You can just, you know, but roll that music back if you wouldn't mind.
Come on.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, check this out. You want to know why? Yeah, here. Hey, what I do is I'm clapping my hands, I'm dancing around.
Well, what are you wearing at this point?
At this point, I've got on a t-shirt and the underwear.
No shoes.
What's that?
Any shoes?
I have on a pair of loafers. Hey, yeah. And I step my foot one way and then I step it the other way and I'm dancing between the ladies. And I'm going, let's give it up, ladies. And I'm pulling out my underwear briefs that can stick money in there.
You got to be kidding me. You're having women put underwear down, put money down your underwear.
Well, it would have been better if they put underwear down my money, but, you know.
Yeah, that's great, Bob. So,
yeah, listen to this. Hey, and this is where the underwear comes off, and all I have left wearing are loafers and a t-shirt.
So, you're not, no pants.
What do you think a strip is, Phil?
Kill the music, man. It's driving me. Kill it.
Phil, I don't have a whole lot of time to fool with this. I'm in business to do business. I'm very grateful to be able to have the Bob Green Fraser Foods brand, and we're going to make the very best we can out of this.
Are you going to give a speech here, or
I'm giving a speech? Then I'm getting out. Then I'm getting.
Where is he, Mr. Flanagan?
What?
Go ahead, sir.
I'm just saying that I don't need to be harassed in my place of work.
Trying to harass you. We've got the swimming pool there. Look, we're more exuberant. We're Americans, okay? We like to go to jump and run.
You're Americans. You like to be loud, jump, run, throw your underwear into someone's face.
You say it's a picture. It's not really her face.
I don't care. When I walked in that morning, I saw the cut portion of your jockstrap hanging right over my wife's face.
A photograph of it?
Yes. I got very angry, Bob. I don't mind telling you that.
Well, I'm real scared.
All right, listen, you guys have got to grow the hell up. You're business partners. You're not business partners. You are business associates. You just did a deal that was good for everybody. And I got to just say one thing to you, Mr. Green. You're in a professional setting. I don't care if you have a pool there. You're pulling your clothes off so fast that your underwear is winding up on somebody's desk. You're out of line there.
And who are you again?
I'm a guy who's been in business for 50 effing years, man, and I know what I'm talking about. You're out of line.
I agree, Bob.
Yeah, I agree, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
I agree, Bob.
I do, too.
I do, too. You know, Phil, you guys can kiss my butt.
I'm sorry you went through that. What is your solution?
My solution right now, Phil, I'm glad that you let me hear this, but my solution right now is to just get out of my lease there at that business park and move into our own building. We are trying to purchase a property where...
Bob Green, hold on for a minute.
Purchase a property where...
Hello, am I on?
Put him on hold, bud.
Am I?
Okay, purchase a property that could be used for, our individual needs, and we don't have to share it with anybody.
Yeah, Bob.
I didn't appreciate being cut off there, Phil.
Well, I cut you off because you were in the middle of mocking my crew, and essentially you're not getting I told you what I think.
Yeah, but I don't care what you think.
Okay, but you're on my show.
Yeah, because I find it a valuable vehicle, you know. You like that word vehicle there, Mike?
Yeah, that's great. Sounds like the literate American that you are.
See, this is what he does. He squats, does it all over, messes all over America, my country, okay?
Give me a break, your country. You're running around throwing your underwear on people's faces, okay?
I pulled my underwear off to go swimming! Okay, you love...
Okay, my thanks so much, and I guess that's about all we need to do.
Yeah, you know, and you, if you don't, I will. Somebody needs to have that man put away.
Mike Flanagan, thank you, sir.
I'm not kidding. I think that guy should...
Whew, man. Well, that Bob Green, this guy with that pool, I don't get it.
Well, it's a pool that's in the building there. And he and the managers and a lot of the sales guys on Monday, they go swimming.
Yeah, but this whole thing about last one in the pool is a rotten egg. What is that? What are they, 10?
I don't know. That's who he goes for. Last one in the pool is a rotten egg. Yay! And they run.
Have you gone swimming with them?
What are you laughing at, man?
Just wondering. Have you gone swimming? You did, didn't you, bud?
One morning I did, yeah. What do you think? We're all touching each other's butt and stuff?
Nobody said that. We want to know what the hell you guys are doing.
Swimming? Mr. Green will go... Last one in the pool is a rotten egg, so we all scramble around. I pulled my pants off, too.
Yeah, but you're not throwing your underwear places.
All right, but I mean, I put on a bathing suit, and we went downstairs.
Where's this pool? It's on the fourth floor, right?
Yeah. And we dive in, and we have, like, splash battles. We do, like, with our two hands, we make, explosion splashes. Who can make the most realistic one, like it's Pearl Harbor?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you guys are looking at me like I'm something that just sticks his finger in his nose and eats what comes out.
Oh, God. All right, bud. Yeah, we are kind of, though. I mean, what? You guys get in there and do explosion splashes. Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. God, man.
Bob Green, and he's back to his antics. The deal has been cut between these guys.
Yeah, there's no more business they need to do. It's just that my took an office there in that office park where Bob is, much to his everlasting regret.
Well, the show started out with you guys ripping me an ass for the show that we aired yesterday, the Encore. Then we find Mike Flanagan and Bob Green.
Yeah, they're playing, they're playing grab ass.
They are playing grab ass. We had to get Jay Santos on.
Yeah, get Jay Santos on and talk about him playing grab ass.
I don't think Mike Flanagan was playing grab ass.
I got Mike. Yes, sir.
Hey, Phil, it's Mike Flanagan.
Yes, sir.
I was not playing grab ass with that fruit,
That's Bob Green.
I wasn't playing grab ass. Hey, Green, I wish... Green, go somewhere to die, okay?
No.
No, I will not. Go somewhere to...
See you tomorrow.